Okay, so it's a year since we began our CAP Debt Centre. We started on this fantastic adventure that we're on at the moment, and it's been an amazing year, and we have some things to share with you that will bless you, I think. So I'm going to invite Andrew up. Come on up now. I want you to give a real round of applause for Andrew. Andrew is our Debt Centre Manager. And Andrew has worked tirelessly this whole year, and without him it would not happen, and he has been amazing. So I just really want to honour Andrew for his commitment, his hard work, everything he's put in, and everything that you're going to hear. God has done good things, but he uses people like us to do it, and Andrew's one of those.
Thank you, Kerry. Thank you to everyone, and thank you to you guys too, because without you it wouldn't be able to work either. So, and most of all, thank you for Jesus. We'll come back to him in a minute. Yeah. So, CAP Debt Centre, yeah, it's our anniversary, so thank you, God. He has been amazing. He has just blessed beyond measure. And I want to talk to you about some of the transformations that he's made. Because God, Jesus came to earth not to be nice, but actually to transform the human race and all of us and the world back to how God meant it to be. I want to show you how some of the things we've done start to do that. And that's really what we're about today. So, next slide. You've seen this quite a lot recently with our vision statements and with our prophecies. This is what Jesus said when he stood up in his hometown, having done lots of miracles elsewhere. He stood up and proclaimed this message of good news to the poor, right? So that they set the prisoners free and proclaim the year of the God's favor. This has been a year of God's favor in our church. I want to say that this is the founding principle, not of just of Jesus' ministry, but actually of CAP. This is the seminal verse that points to what we do to bring good news to the poor and to proclaim, set the prisoners free, and proclaim the year of God's favor. So just know that that's where we're coming from. It fits with what the church are doing. And I'll show you how it does that. So what have we been doing? Next slide. Yeah. Here's some metrics for you. You've always seen how to do this. Gives you some idea of the amount of work they've been. First of all, I've been fully trained. Took me about 4 or 5 months to pass all the exams and all the stuff and all the practicals. But yes, now I'm fully trained, so thank goodness. And thank you for the support of Befrienders helping me with that. I pick just a few things out. Nearly over 300 meetings I've had with clients, face-to-face meetings. About 40% of those have been to do with the actual business of CAP, but the rest have been follow-ups, finding, tracing paperwork, blessing people, helping them with difficulties and those sort of things. And that doesn't count all the countless things the Befrienders have been doing as well, right, on top of that. And so, that's just an amazing sort of thing. I've handed out 224 food bank vouchers. They're 4-week vouchers, so that's nearly a 900 weeks worth of food. If you imagine it's £30 to £35 worth of food each, that's £30,000 as a result of what we've done. All right, and the help of our food bank, that's £30,000 our clients don't have in extra debts today because of that. And yes, it's with food share too, but actually because of the work and because of that. Just to give you some idea of the transformation effects on that. But the next slide tells you a bit more about our clients. Yeah, we've got 60 CAP clients I've touched this year, 60 people I've dealt with, worked with, spoken to, met, and five are now debt-free. Woo-hoo. And actually, we nearly got another one debt-free, but we'll see about that later. 6 self-managing. That means they basically have taken the things we've done and said, yes, I now know how to get debt-free. All right, so they've been working that through themselves, and that's been another success, so that's great too. Yeah. Only 9, that's not bad, decided they don't want to or were unable to follow the program. But that leaves 40 still active, of which 13 are on plans, 17 are in progress, and I've got another 10 in backlog, so which I've spoken to but not yet met. All right, so there's a lot going on. It's been really effective. That's a lot, that's a lot in a year. That's more than two a week. It's one of more than one new client a week. It's really quite an amazing thing. Just to give you some impact thing, we've had 9 clients had evictions cancelled because of our work. Can you imagine the thought of losing your home and not having the, this cat show rocked up? I've had 7 enforcement agents cancelled. That's people coming to take basically everything you've got in your house to pay your debts. Yeah, postponed, disappeared. The impact for those clients when that happens is amazing. Yeah. In terms of church activity, the sort of work we do agrees with this. 18 clients have turned up for one of our events at least. 11 have come more than once. And 6 have made new or significantly renewed commitments. And I think that's, you know, that's a corollary of what we do. We're there to set them free. But actually, setting free is not just about the money. It's about setting hearts free as well. And that's why we do what we do. So that's the client impacts. But what are we going to do next? Well, there's a few things we're thinking of doing here. We're going to try, and with God's help and with your help, we're going to try and increase the capacity, get a new debt coach. You had another debt coach alongside me. Perhaps in the middle of the year, that's the thing, take some training. I'm looking to launch in the next month or so a new befriender and helper network. I've noticed that I've realised that I've just been working with each of you, but actually I think you can help each other. So we're going to organise a social-based helper network, if you like, and community, so you can communicate with each other to help each other and try and increase those opportunities to serve together, you know, with our clients and our communities. Obviously, with a sort of level of confidentiality, but it's really about getting together as a church and as a community and a force in there. So that's really good. I'm looking to expand partnerships with other organisations. Sarah's been helping with that with some of the agencies and housing associations and the health places as a community liaison. But I actually want to do more with the churches and more about becoming a hub for our church. We talked about that in our strategies. That's one of the things we're going to try and do, become more of those things. And adding it, and even exploring additional CAP services, either through or with partners. So that's where we're going. So you get some idea of what the future is. Kerry will talk maybe a bit more about that. But the central message is about transformation. All right, what's the next slide? First of all, you've got to know, church, that I am transformed. I had not understood the power of prayer until it's needed. And now I'm just on my knees all the time. I pray almost everything about everything, and God answers and he delivers, let me tell you, church. The more you ask, the more he delivers. The more ridiculous you ask, the more gracious and magnificent he delivers. Some of the things we've seen are just purely miraculous. Yeah? You couldn't have imagined them happening at all right? And they have. All because of Jesus. And I, you know, prayer just blows me over. And I am just amazed by God. And you know, that just fires your whole life. You know, it makes everything I do, all the effort, all the work, all the work we all do, worth it. Because Jesus shows up and he really does love the way it says in the Bible. He loves the clients and he supports them and those other things. But they're not the only one, because I think not just me, it's our befrienders. Time and time again, as they go in, it opens eyes, it opens opportunities, it gives a new word to the world. It stops us thinking about us and thinks about the clients. It actually shows us the heart and the eyes of Jesus in a practical way, so that you can see what Jesus is talking about in his mission. It makes it real. So, if that's something you want to do, then that's the sort of thing it does. And it's not that hard. We get a couple of them up here to tell you whether it's hard or not in a minute. But, you know, it's about being a friend. Most people can make friends. That's all it is. I do all the head office do all the fancy finance stuff. But actually, they do all the fancy stuff. I just do all the grunty stuff, you know. But that's really important. But they're transformed too. And it's an opportunity, if you're looking to transform yourself by serving with us, you know, alongside us, in part of the team. But actually, the clients are also transformed, aren't they? Right? They're not only they become debt-free, but actually, more importantly, that hope is restored. Right? When we show up, so often they don't know how to do it. They don't know. They're just hopeless. Hopeless is a word. CAP's motto is always hope. That's what we bring most. Hope, and with our faith, turns into love. and with love does the trick. That's all CAP is. It's no secret. It's hope and faith and love together mixed. And yeah, we sort the debts out too. Yeah. But clients really are transformed. We might hear a bit about that too today. And lastly, River is transformed. Actually, this is probably the most important thing here. We invested in CAP. You took the risk. Yeah? You looked on the face of Christ. Every time I go out, I look on his face first, then I go and see clients. Yeah, and the clients know that. Yeah, you love everyone we meet. Every one of our clients we love to pieces. That's what we do. We actually go out and try and love them. That's all it is. Yeah, and you know what? We behave as if heaven is near. That is what it is. If we take heaven with us, because we carry Jesus, and that is heaven. And the love he gives is way beyond anything we or befriended can do. Jesus is the one, and he transforms by looking on his face, loving everyone we meet, and going and living like heaven's near. That's what it does. And you know what? It's about delivering tangible, relevant, life-changing encounters with Jesus. So, yes! That's what we do. So this ministry is what our church says it's about. Yeah. So this is all we're doing. And I really want to encourage you to be you're part of it. I really want to thank you because that is what. Because when you do what you say, Jesus smiles. Yeah? And that's what he does. All right. And you know, there's more to that. We're going to try and look at things like also delivering a local hub for Christ Centre stuff. Becoming part of that. Talking to other churches. Becoming and bringing one Jesus in our town. So that's where we're looking to go more so in the future. But the fact that I've got 5 befrienders from 4 other churches, yeah, someone's here today as well, you know, just says something about us as a catalyst for change in our society. So last slide then. So just thank you. Thank you, all of you, for your generosity, time, money, love, everything. Thank you to the leadership for having the faith to put into this. Thank you to the befrienders for your time and patience and loving care. You're all just so amazing. I just cannot believe how fantastic you guys are and how so beautiful it is to work with you, with these clients. It's just amazing. I thank the help and supporters. Some have put them way beyond the call of duty to do extraordinary things week in, week out for our clients and just amaze them. I particularly want to thank Sarah for finding me more and more clients. Since she came on board, the backlog's just gone. Yeah, so, you know, that's fantastic with working. So that's worked. You know, thank you, thank you. And thank you to Cinnamon Trust for the money that, you know, Heike, I'd just like to thank you, wherever you are. She is the most, when I don't know what to do, what do? I ask Jesus, but then Jesus says, go and talk to Heike. All right. And you know what? That lady has put me straight so many times and let me focus on what Jesus is really trying to say. It's just awesome. So thank you, Heike. And Janet, where's Janet? Where's Janet gone? Yeah, was she here? Yeah, Janet Tinkler. Let me tell you, your love, your amazing stuff, what you talk about, your encouragement for me that you can do this, it will do this, and whenever I don't know what to do with clients, you come up with an idea. Just amazing. So thank you, Janet. And look, that's just 3 of all of you. Thank you. You're just amazing. I'd like to thank obviously the CAP staff and the people in Bradford. This, you know, they're expanding and they're really doing great. But above all, I want to thank Jesus, because without him, none of this would be possible. Our God and our Saviour, he saves. We just do the work. Yeah? All right? And that's what it's about. So just thank you, church. Thank you. This ministry is just what it says on the tin. And I want you to come and join me and, you know, engage more. There's jobs for everyone. There's work to do. But there's also joy and Jesus is part of it. So if you want more of that, just come and work with us. And we'll be delighted to find something that we can do together. So thank you and give to Jesus. All right? So, client stories. But I would say that, wouldn't I? What I want to do is actually hold now to bring out some of our friends, yeah? Some of our befrienders and the clients. So where's he gone? Yeah. Richard, come. So this is Richard, one of our befrienders. He's going to talk to you.
Hi there. It's been an honour this last year to get to know John and his brother and sister-in-law and to be helping him as a befriender through the whole year. it's I'm amazed just how much trust John is giving me in following through things. And I look back and think, well, where did that trust come from? He was in contact with Jubilee Church and would go along and collect food bank bags of food every Friday morning. And slowly, over 3 years, the trust grew that he would stay with those people all through the morning session, and then he'll have a coffee. And now we hear he's actually helping as a volunteer staff within that morning. And it was through them that John got to know the CAP special number and phoned CAP, and then got in touch with Andrew and myself. So I'm very grateful, John, for the trust that you've shown. Secondly, the generosity of everybody, all of you who've put things. Can I just have a show of hands? Food bank. Have you ever put given food into food bank? Yeah, that's all a part of what we're doing with CAP. And as Andrew gave you the statistics, it is important, and it is giving John the food he needs each year, each week. And this is one of the examples of doing good things. I have to fight this in faith regularly, that just like everything I do, I just have to sort of like get these negative self-talk. When I'm sort of phoning someone up and trying to get an appointment, trying to meet somebody on the council, or emailing, should I email them, or am I really being a nuisance, and should I, shouldn't I, and believing, going back to it, that I am doing good things. And even just the buying things into food bank and putting the food bank tins into the container is something good. And sometimes I often get this negative self-talk going on inside me. These sort of, these accusations that nag me, that tell me I'm not important, or that I'm not doing, what I'm doing is useless. And things like, I have to constantly tell myself, no, what I'm doing is good, and it has purpose, and it does add value. And there's my faith coming through in that, in just about every step of the way through. Can I have that slide, please, Chris? This is my paraphrase of one of the verses from the Bible, when it gets there. In everything, God works together with those who love him to bring about what is good. There's lots of different ways that Romans 8, verse 28, has been translated into different emphases, but this is the one that just sits with me, that I'm just glad to be doing what is good. And just working with God, and I'm bringing about good. We had it in the first hymn, thank you, Sarah, and in the first song, and God is good, and he's bringing about good, and that's what we're doing all the step of the way within that. John was one of the people that was saved from the threat of eviction. Back in March, we actually prayed specifically for that event here on Altwood Sunday morning, and the eviction was stopped. Basically, the people at Bradford, they said to the mortgage lender, look, we're working with John, so stop being a bully. Stop being aggressive. You know, we're looking after him. We're going to take care and get him into a good place. And then in October, the social workers offered John a sheltered housing flat, which is where he is now. And that was an amazing miracle. Well, both of those things were amazing miracles. and then right at the last minute, the trust John had for us showed through that. I got in touch with him. Joelle from Jubilee Church has been working with us in a lot of all this. And then John had the trust to let the social workers in and have a look inside his previous accommodation. And by the end of the day, they decided, yes, he was going to be moved into a sheltered housing flat. There's still challenges ahead. We're not completely tied up all the loose ends yet. But one day, won't we, John? We'll say that the dead free within there.
And this guy's been amazing, absolutely amazing. Give this guy a hand. You're just utterly amazing, utterly gone. Your friend, just thank you. Right. So I've also asked Sarah to just come up and say a few words as another befriender, just to get a different view, different perspective, slightly different thing. So let's hear from Sarah, and then there's one more. I've got one of our clients has agreed kindly to come and speak and say a few words too.
Thanks, Andrew. Bear with me, I haven't actually got my glasses on, so squinting away. Okay, so when I was approached and asked if I would like to work as a befriender for CAP, I was very keen. Serena, my youngest, was 6 months old, and I was eager to do some form of work. So volunteering within CAP at River ticked those boxes. Hubby was working night shifts at that time, which meant I could be spared for a few hours in the daytime and the evenings. My client and I quickly developed a good friendship, and she came to church quite often. I realised over time I became less internally focused as I supported her. My mum was in very poor health, and sadly she passed away only 2 months after I started my befriending role. But rather than quitting, which would be an easy option, I carried on seeing and supporting my client, and keeping busy actually helped me continue on with my life. My client has been on a remarkable journey. Since I've known her, she's actually transformed her life. She's felt God's presence, and she knows and she recognises that River is full of kindness and love. She knows that I will be her friend for life, and she trusts me. Working for CAP has given me an identity other than full-time mum and wife. It's also strengthened my faith and increased my confidence in Jesus and myself as a woman. As I conclude, I'd like to challenge the ladies, especially here today. You're thinking, why me? We're a bit short of female befrienders. If fear of the unknown is stopping you from becoming a befriender, Abraham was told, God is with you in all that you do. That's from Genesis 21, verse 22. So please put your confidence in Jesus and step out boldly with us. Thank you for listening.
Slightly impromptu, but one of our befriends from another church has come too. So just, this is Jane from Dedworth Baptist Church.
Yeah, Dedworth Green Baptist Church. Hello, I'm Jane. I've only been working with Andrew very recently. There is no CAP representation in Windsor. There used to be, but there isn't anymore. My church runs food share. We've just started, there's the Windsor shelter for the winter month. We run the Friday homeless project. They come and sleep in our church. And we do lots of things for the people in Dedworth who don't know Jesus and need to know. But I wanted to share about what happens to the befrienders. So there's two people that I'm working with, both claim to have a level of faith and tell little porcupines, forget about appointments. And I was driving home once and somebody forgot an appointment, and God said to me, shall I forgive you seven times, Jay? And I said, oh, Lord, that's not enough. And he said, what about seven times seven, Jay? And I said, that's still not enough, Lord. And he said to me, and so you must forgive these people of mine. And it's not a yes, I forgive you. It's that deep-seated forgiveness for people and reaching them for Jesus.
Thank you.
So it affects the befrienders as well.
Thank you, Jane. And lastly, I'd just like to invite my friend Sid up. And actually, come up here as well, because he's befriended Chris as well. Sid's a little slow on his feet at the moment, but don't worry about that. He's quite quick with the tongue, so don't worry. His tongue is not disabled. Right? So Sid, I asked Sid three questions. So I'm going to give him the three questions so he can get some answers. So Sid, what was like that before you met?
Fairly hopeless, fairly depressing. And you got to the stage where, by trying to do right, you just seem to do wrong all the time. Couldn't do anything right, basically.
Very lonely as well, I thought.
Yeah. I mean, I tried to keep involved with cricket and stuff like that, but obviously, as you can tell, I'm not really... My run-up's hampered at the moment, you know.
The arm still works.
The arm still works, but the crutch sort of, you know... Yeah, not too good.
So how did you find the process of working with CAP? Was it
the hardest part, without a shadow of a doubt, is actually making the first call. Having the courage to think that you're not going to be judged, you're not going to be put down. And that is difficult. Having made the call, I got a phone call from yourself. Once you'd sorted out this sterling young man to my right here. And we sat down, we talked, got to know each other, did the paperwork, sent it off. And my life's been enriched a little bit more in that I have two very good friends now, who I don't treat as a case manager and a befriender. It's my mate Chris who gives me a ring in the week. So that's good.
So, and how's life now?
I feel more controlled. My life is back in control. I'm not stumbling from one block to another, wondering what I'm going to do next. The worries are not, obviously there's physical problems, but that's all being taken care of anyway, so we're not worried about that really. And obviously coming here has helped as well. And not something I do very often, but a quote from a book I read, where a guy walked up and he said, "Oh, you're a stranger here." And he went, "No, I'm a friend you've just never met before." And that's how I treat everybody here. They're not strangers, they're just friends I've not really met or got to know. And I'm probably one of the six who's made a new embrace.
Thursday, was it?
And being here, I actually look forward to getting up on a Sunday now.
And one last thing he hasn't told you is that we expect next week, maybe next week, he will be debt free. Thank you. So thank you, Sid. It's a real great. You're just such a blessing. He's an amazing. When we get that cricket team going, fantastic spin bowler. Right? And thank you to Chris as well. His faithful love has been amazing and whatever. So thank you. I really appreciate it. I hope you know, that's just a small thing. There are many other stories, lots of stories. But I thought I would give you a real taste of what it is. So I'm going to hand back to Kerry now.
Thank you, Andrew. Isn't that just amazing? I hear lots of this from Andrew as I meet with him on a monthly basis, but it really moves me, just moved me today to hear what's happening. It's extraordinary work. And we are so privileged to be able to be involved with it. Now, Andrew has talked a little bit about how we want to carry on with the debt centre in the coming year. We have loved everything we've been able to do with CAP this year gone. And CAP have said, "You've done brilliantly, River Church." And so we want to build on that. And as Andrew said, one of the main things that we want to do is add a second debt coach this coming year. Andrew can only do 4 clients a month as a maximum. As he said, we have a backlog of 10 through to April booked in. If we had a second debt coach, we could do another 4 clients a month, I beg your pardon. And that would double our capacity. And there are other clients out there. So that is one of the major things that we want to do this coming year. Andrew also mentioned about the group, the supporter community for befrienders and supporters. That's really important. We want to invest into that. And we do want to develop this across the region. Emma Stark, when she came, she talked about River being a place that would transform this region. And this is one of the ways that this can happen. As I talk with Andrew and I hear the links we have with other churches, you know, the fact that Hannah up at St. Peter's and Recharge maybe is looking into starting a group to help people with addictions. That's one of the things that feeds into debt issues. We've got our Slough River Church starting up a job club, a CAP job club, again, something that feeds in. Over in Marlow, we've had to say we can't take any SL7 clients, which is Marlow, because we don't have the capacity. And I've started to talk with Anthea and Paul in Marlow and said, if we could get a Marlow debt coach, you know, over there, linked with Maidenhead, then we could expand again. And you can just begin to see how this can really reach out across the region if we steward this well, if we pray into it and we work well with it and get the right people on board. So it's really exciting, and I hope you're grabbing that this morning. And guys, I just want to ask you, will you respond? Will you join in with us? We need you. We need you. We need befrienders and supporters, helpers. If you can't be a full-on befriender, there's lots of additional little things that you could do. There's a CAP desk out there with some balloons by it. Andrew will be there at the end. Please go, talk with him, put your name down for some more information. The more people we have being involved, the more clients whose lives can be touched. We need funding. The more money we have, the more we can do. It is as simple as that. The debt centre for this coming year will cost us £29,000 to run. That includes, if it was to be a full year, because the debt coach, second debt coach, will only come on partway through, if it was a full year, it would be £36,000. And that money goes, we will pay between £600 and £800 a month to CAP. Because whereas we pay that to them, they are doing all the behind-the-scenes work with the creditors, and that's help for their work. This year, Andrew is going to be taking a salary. He has not done to this date. It's amazing. He's given himself virtually full-time, but I've actually persuaded him. We really need to salary him. Even then, he's only going to take 50%. That's the honour of the man. The debt coach, second debt coach coming on, we want to salary that person. It will be a part-time role. That'll cost us between £7,000 and £8,000 for the year, training, set-up, all bits of equipment and what have you. Then we have the CAP fees that we'll pay, the client support, you know, the gifts we give clients, the way we fund them. It's very carefully budgeted out. I can let you have all the details if you'd like to see them, but I thought you'd probably all go to sleep if I gave you it all. Now, we've been really economical in the last year. We've received some grants, which Andrew's applied for, and we've received every grant we've applied for so far, haven't we, pretty much? That's God's favour. We've had some generous gifts from you guys last year at the start of this and during the year. And actually, we're starting 2019 with quite a healthy budget in our CAP account, which is great. I'm not standing here going, we have no money. But I reckon if we could raise between £8,000 and £10,000, that would be awesome. That would get us through the whole of next year and give us a little cushion for the coming year before we fundraise again. So, guys, will you give? You can give this morning, and we're going to take up an offering, and I'll explain how that is going to happen. But it's so worthwhile, isn't it? It's so worthwhile. The last thing is, I'm going to put this up. You can become a CAP life changer. Now, CAP, as I said, they run this big organisation that we're a part of. They supply all these debt services to us, and you can support CAP as well. Jonathan and I are CAP life changers. There's forms out there. Basically, you're just giving into the CAP organisation. You can do that £5 a month, £10 a month, whatever you want to do. And it's a great way to invest in all that CAP do, because they do more than the CAP debt centres as well. So if you want to do that additionally, then please, please do consider that. And those forms are separate and out at the desk. So what we're going to do is we are going to have some joyful worship. Yeah, well, any old worship, but I think we can be very joyful this morning, can't we? That's what I meant. We can be really joyful because we're seeing what God is doing. And it is so good. It is so good. You know, we come to church, God is not a theory. He's not distant. He's not out there. He's real and he's good and he wants to be involved in our lives. So we're going to worship and we're going to pass around the offering baskets. And I just really want to encourage you to give. On your seats and in the baskets, there are some envelopes. All the money that you give for the CAP Debt Centre will go towards that this year. It may be you want to put your ordinary offering in which case just put it in the normal way. Anything you want to give for CAP this morning needs to go in an envelope and you need to write on it CAP or Debt Centre or something like that. Okay? Those envelopes will go to fund our Maidenhead Debt Centre. Okay? Now then, if you've got cash, you can put cash in. Checks, please pay them to River Church and they'll go in our CAP account. If you haven't brought any money with you and you want to support, you can write an IOU. Write IOU on here and say what it is with your name and your details and we'll contact you if you can redeem them in the next week or so. That would be great. What have I forgotten? You can give monthly. If you haven't got a lump sum now or you want to give on a monthly basis, you can do that too. River's details are on here. Will you email us and let us know that's what you're doing so we can allocate the money into the right place? And you can give throughout the year. It doesn't just have to be this morning. You can give all year. But this morning it would be great to start that process with a real bang for the coming year. Does that make sense? Is there anything I've not been clear about? Okay, great.